Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. If you're looking for prayer requests, anointing oil, prayer cloths, please don't be afraid to message me for those items. You can message me by any of the links or platforms that's listed in my link tree. If you click the link in my bio, it will take you to multiple links that I host the podcast on or the podcast is available on. With those might have messaging services, so you can contact me on those, or the ones at the bottom, which is my email, Facebook, Instagram. You can message me on those. Also, if you like the devotional sent to your email, all you have to do is click that first link at top, which is surrenderministries.org. If you click that link, it's a box that will tell you, hey, if you want to subscribe, you can just leave your name and your email address, and it'll automatically generate it to you every morning, I think about 8 or 7 o'clock. Or if you want me to digitally send them myself to you through your email, you can email me as well. Either way you want to do it. Also, you can talk to me in a chat box. It's on the chat on the Surrender Ministries website. If you click it and they ask your name and email address, simple information. And once you do that, you can chat with me. You won't be in a group chat with anyone. It'd just be you and I. You can chat with me about the devotional, a verse you read, book you're reading, you know, something like that, anything, or even just your prayer request. It's up to you. Like I tell everyone, if it's been a while since you sent your name and you have not heard your name being called out, please resend it. Some people sends multiple prayer requests at one time, and so I write their name down, but I go from platform to platform every day, and we don't pray on those prayer requests on Wednesdays and Sundays, or maybe Thursdays, Sundays. Sometimes it's randomly. It would just be led by the Holy Spirit on Noonday Prayer. But today's devotional is ready and out. It's called Surviving or Thriving. The verse of the day is John 10:29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. The memory verse of the week, though, this is our last day, is Matthew 26:28. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let's get ready to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us as we go through the day. We ask you to watch over us and give us wisdom and knowledge as we study your word. Father God, help us apply it to our life. Help us be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we ask you, if there's anything in our life that's not of you, remove it. If there's any person that's in our life that shouldn't be there, remove them, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us to thrive in you and not just survive. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over us as we go to our jobs. Father God, give us favor on our jobs, Father God. Give us better opportunity on our job, Father God. Father God, some of us don't like the job that we're on, so we ask you, Father God, to bless us with a better job. Open up doors that no one can shut, Father God. Father God, we want to hold on to your hand every day. Father God, we want to change who we are, Father God. We truly want to change. We say this daily, but Father God, we truly mean it, that we want to be different. Father God, help us to see things different. Help us to react different, Father God. Help us to react the way you would, Father God. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for watching over us at night as we sleep. We thank you for loving us and taking care of us. We thank you for allowing your son to die on the cross for our sins. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done. Father God, we ask you any vices, anything that we're attached to, help us not to do it. Father God, we place everything at your feet. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of lust, perversion, rejection, disappointment, Father God, gossiping, gluttony. Father God, we rebuke those things and send it back to the pits of hell, torture, pain. Father God, we rebuke those things as well. Bitterness, malice, we rebuke them and send them back to the pits of hell. Father God, we don't want to be rooted in bitterness, but we want to be rooted in you, Father God. We want to walk in you, walk in the light, Father God. Help us to walk holy and righteous lives, Father God. And I know sometimes it's hard because people like to make fun of people that walk in holiness, that walk in righteousness. But Father God, help us to do it every day. Because Father God, we want to make it to heaven. We don't want to go to hell. Father God, we want to walk in you every day. Father God, help us to be mindful of what we do and what we say. Father God, only you can tame the tongue, Father God. So you hold on to it, Father God. You be the gatekeeper of our lips. Father God, we thank you. Father God, watch over Keldon, K-E-L apostrophe D-O-N. He said, I hate my life. Father God, we ask you to touch him right now. We ask you to give him a better outlook on his life. We ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Help him to not feel this way, Father God. Help him to walk with you and give you every situation, Father God. Father God, we ask you to rebuke the spirit of anxiety and depression that's on him and anyone else that's listening right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to pour out your love upon his life. Father God, watch over Donna. She said, I want a husband. Donna, the word says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Let him find you and let him find you at God's time. Father God, we ask you right now to give Donna understanding of how you want her life to go. Father God, we know Donna is lonely, but we ask you right now to remove that loneliness and fill her up with you. Father God, help her to see you through everything. Father God, we ask you to watch over Weber. She said, I'm dealing with a stomach bug. Father God, touch him. Anyone else is dealing with a stomach bug? It's another person on here named Kayla. She's dealing with the flu. Father God, we ask you to touch anyone who's dealing with stomach flu, the flu, a cold, allergy, sinuses, asthma. Father God, right now, we ask you to touch those people. Anyone that's listening is dealing with that. Father God, we ask you to remove it out of their life, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help them get medicine to relieve those symptoms, Father God. Father God, help them to get through whatever they're going through, Father God. Father God, watch over Jai. He said, my hip hurts. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over Jai, J-A-I, or maybe that's J. Father God, we ask you to touch him or her right now. We ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. We ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Send your guardian angels over them, Father God. Father God, send your guardian and healing angels to them and anyone else that's sick. And watch over the people that's at the hospital that's going to surgery, Father God. Watch over the people that just discovered. It's a lady that just discovered she had a tumor. Father God, ask you to watch over her family. Watch over her as she goes through this, Father God. Father God, watch over Devin. He said, my mom died. Father God, ask you to touch Devin. Ask you to help him with his grieving heart. Ask you to help him make it through it, Father God. Father God, ask you to touch his hurt and his wounds and let him know that you're there and that you'll see him through this, Father God. Cover him in your blood. Father God, watch over anyone that lost anyone this year. Father God, help watch over anyone that's dealing with grieving. Father God, touch them in a mighty way. Father God, watch over Alicia. She said, I need more money. Father God, touch her right now. Give her a job, Father God. And if she has a job, Father God, help her find a better job that can take care of her, Father God. Father God, touch her finances, Father God. Anyone else that's listening, Father God, touch their finances, Father God. And Father God, help them not just to want the blessing, but want the blesser too, Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Fill them up, Father God. But fill them up with the right things in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Braxton. He said, I'm headed to jail. Father God, I ask you to watch over while he's in jail. Father God, I ask you to actually turn that situation around, Father God. Let it be a testimony, Father God. Let them change their mind and let them do house arrest, Father God. But Father God, wherever you place them, Father God, let them be all right. Let them know that you're walking with them, Father God. Cover them in your blood. Father God, watch over Tanya. She said, I want to see my son. Father God, I don't know where her son's yet. I don't know if her son's gone. I don't know if he got taken away. I don't know. But Father God, you touch her. You touch her heart, touch her mind, Father God. Help her through this, Father God. Help her not to feel the way she feels. Help her to see you, Father God. If she needs to change, Father God, show her what she needs to change so she can see her son. Father God, watch over Seth. He said, I need healing in my body. Father God, anyone that needs healing in their body, touch them right now, Father God. Anyone needs healing mentally, touch them right now. Father God, cover them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over them, Father God. We ask you to heal them, Father God. We ask you to rebuke anything that's coming to get them sickness or disease, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over each person that's on this prayer list, each person that's listening, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Change them, mold them, Father God, into the people you want them to be. Father God, help them, Father God. Father God, if they don't truly know you, Father God, help them to truly know you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this being the last day of the week. And Father God, we ask you to watch over us, Father God. Keep us safe and sound. And we thank you, Father God. We ask you to help us walk into the new week and walk into it with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And our prayer of the month is... Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase my life. Please help me in all increases, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, I take every authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I will rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Because it's Saturday, look at the bottom of this podcast. You will see the list of things that we prayed for throughout the week. That happens every Saturday. If you like that list sent out to you so you can have for your own personal use, let me know. I will send you a copy of it. But remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. It's too many to read off, so I'm not going to do that. But like I said, be at the bottom. Remember to read Proverbs 20. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.